Pope Benedict XVI celebrated Mass on the high altar of St. Peter's Basilica this morning to mark the feasts of Saints Peter and Paul. It is tradition that during the Mass of Saints Peter and Paul, newly installed metropolitan archbishops receive the sign and symbol of their office, a white woolen garment adorned with black or red embroidered crosses. Worn loosely around the neck and shoulders, the garment is called the pallium. This year, 27 new archbishops from 17 different countries received the symbolic cloth, including three from the United States: Archbishop George Hugh Niederauer of San Francisco, Archbishop Daniel DiNardo of Galveston, Houston, and Archbishop Donald William Wuerl of Washington, D.C.
Tu sei Pietro, e su questa pietra edificherò la mia chiesa.
During his homily, Pope Benedict reflected on the primacy of Peter. The Pope addressed passages from the Gospels of Matthew, Luke, and John, which speak of Peter's special office in the Church.
E quale incarico gli affida?
Pope Benedict said it is Peter's special calling to preside over the Church in love.
Alla comunità di amti quell'amore che previene da Cristo.
Also present at the Mass was a special delegation from the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople. At the end of his homily, Pope Benedict greeted the delegation and thanked Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, Bartholomew I, and the whole synod for sending the delegation as a sign of fraternity.
Sono grato al Patriarca Bartolomeo I e al Santo Sinodo per questo segno di fraternità.
Pope Benedict said they share the desire of their predecessors, Patriarch Athenagoras and Pope Paul VI, who desired to drink together from the same cup and to eat together that bread which is our very Lord.
Di bere insieme allo stesso calice e di mangiare insieme il pane che...
Let us thank the Lord, said Pope Benedict, that we may say with the Apostle St. Peter, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. It is this confession that we all desire together to bring into the world in which we live.
Questa confessione vogliamo insieme portare nel mondo di oggi.
In his Angelus address following the Mass, Pope Benedict renewed his greetings for the ecumenical delegation, telling the gathered faithful that the delegation's presence is an added cause for extra joy on this feast of Rome's patron saints. Explicitly citing the writings of the Fathers of the Church, Pope Benedict said St. Peter's successor, the Bishop of Rome, has a special ministry of care for the doctrinal and pastoral unity of God's people in the whole world.
Il Vescovo di Roma, successore dell'Apostolo Pietro, svolge un peculiare ministero a servizio dell'unità dottrinale e pastorale del popolo.
The Pope said his special ministry is rooted in the martyrdom of Peter and Paul. It is in this context, said Pope Benedict, that the special communion between the Church's pastors and Peter's successor, which is expressed through their receiving the pallium, gains particular clarity and significance.
Angelus Domini nuntiavit Mariae.
After the Angelus, the Holy Father made a special appeal for peace in the Middle East.
Cari amici, seguo con apprensione quanto avviene in Terra Santa.
Pope Benedict said he is following events in the Holy Land with apprehension and is praying that all those who have been kidnapped might quickly and safely be returned to their loved ones. Pope Benedict appealed to Israeli and Palestinian political leaders, saying their only hope for the peace that their peoples truly desire is to seek the resolution of their conflicts through negotiation with the help of the international community. Pope Benedict then greeted the English-speaking pilgrims.
I am pleased to greet all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present for today's solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. In a special way, I welcome all those who are accompanying the Metropolitan Archbishops for the reception of the pallium. May you continue to accompany them with your prayers and devoted support. To all of you, I impart my apostolic blessing. Happy Feast of Saints Peter and Paul.